always be clear where you get your conservative talk.
The St. Louis Business Journal is now reporting that liberal billionaire George Soros is the largest shareholder of Odyssey,
the parent company of KMOX and 97.1 Talk.
Soros' maneuver raises critical questions about the future of media ownership and influence.
Money and attention is power. And when he has the money and he controls what's on the radio stations, he's going to be able to control the minds, essentially hundreds of millions of Americans.
St. Louis's trusted source and number one.
For conservative talk.
This is News Talk STL.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
My fellow Americans, last night when I spoke with you about the fall of Rome, I knew at that moment that troops of the United States and our allies were crossing the channel in another and greater operation. It has come to pass with success thus far. And so, in this poignant hour, I ask you to join with me in prayer. Almighty God, our sons, pride of our nation, this day have set upon a mighty endeavor, a struggle to preserve our republic, our religion, and our civilization.
4:07 on the Tim Jones and Chris Arp Show. A beautiful Thursday afternoon, but 80 years ago in America and around the world, it was not a beautiful time. It was a time of war. It was a time of Hitler crossing Europe. And that is President Franklin D. Roosevelt on this day alerting the nation that our troops and our allies are about to embark upon a great mission to liberate Europe and basically to liberate the world as well. And something that you won't hear in the 21st century, Vic mentioned it this morning, a president of the United States asking the nation to pray, invoking God's name publicly, something that now you'd have opponents of that talking about the separation between church and state. But this is the 80th anniversary of that day, and it's sad that many of our World War II veterans are dying off. There's very few of them left, and President Biden, of course, is over in France commemorating that day. That was the story that I was going to lead off today. There is a whole lot of stories that are happening today. One, we know who officially is on the President Trump's VP list. That has been released. We'll talk about that today. The appeals court in Georgia has halted all the proceedings against Donald Trump in that case. Also, a federal judge has ordered Steve Bannon to report to jail today. That is the big stories that are happening internationally and nationally. But there is a big story that happened here locally in St. Louis. Our friend Mark McCloskey, who has a show here on Sunday nights, won a court case today, and he's here in studio with us to give us more details about that. Before we go further with that, my partner Tim Jones is still on assignment in Indianapolis. He will be back tomorrow. Joey V is in studio with us. So, and we also have, as I said, kind of being my co-host today, I guess, Mark McCloskey. Mark, how are you, sir?
Pretty good. Thanks for having me on the show on short notice.
Oh, no problem. No problem. I'm glad that you could come in and give us kind of exclusive, in a sense, of some developing news about your case. But tell us initially what happened today.
Well, actually, it was yesterday afternoon. There's a thing in Missouri, or in most states now, called expungement, where you can ask the court to expunge your records under certain circumstances. And it's a statutory thing where if you've been a little good boy or girl for X number of years before you file your expungement, and for a misdemeanor in Missouri, that's 1 year. Mm-hmm. And so we filed the expungement and argued it in March. And the judge just ruled on it yesterday. And I found out kind of an interesting way, because I'd checked CaseNet every day, a couple of times a day, to see how this case is progressing. And all of a sudden, nothing comes up. My expungement action didn't exist in CaseNet. So I said, okay, well, let me check the old criminal case. And it doesn't come up in CaseNet. And all of a sudden, I've never been charged with anything. I've never been convicted of anything. So I called up my expungement lawyer, and I said, did I get expunged today? And he said, oh, yeah.
Ah, fantastic, fantastic. Now, before we go on to the development that happened with your case today, the further development. I just want to talk personally about your case. I don't think I've ever mentioned this to you or told this to you, but I never understood how the courts, how the public perception had you and Patty as wrong in defending your property when, one, you have a situation where there have been riots in St. Louis near your neighborhood, around the city. This is, in effect, a socialist type of movement where the haves and the have-nots, you have done well and live in a neighborhood with a gated community that was broken down. These people are marching. They're basically a mob. They have trespassed. I think you had every right to pull out your guns, defend yourself. You don't know what that circumstance or that situation was. You were vastly outnumbered during that day, and how a judge could come up with the decision that he did and the public perception, or on the left, of course, that you two were in the wrong, has always astounded me.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's just, as unfortunately President Trump has found out recently, there's no law anymore in this country. They make it up as they go along. In the city of St. Louis, then we had Kim Gardner as our circuit attorney, another Soros-funded prosecutor, just like Fannie Willis, just like Alvin Bragg, all these people. And by the way, you got to admire the evil genius of George Soros. He picks these soft campaigns, place where you can contribute a couple of $100,000 and get the most evil leftist prosecutor in that will view their job, like Kim Gardner did, of protecting criminals and prosecuting honest people. So here's what happens. When, you know, and I always say it this way, St. Louis is always a very, very dangerous place. But you add in the George Floyd effect. And on the night of June the 1st and June the 2nd of 2020, the downtown St. Louis was burned. The downtown 7-Eleven, two blocks from police headquarters, gets a brick through the window. We watch it on live TV feed. They loot it empty. They burn it to the ground. Not a single policeman shows up. Not a single fireman shows up. And Patty and I look at each other and say, you know, when the fit hits the shan, you're out there, you're wild lonesome, okay?
Oh,
and that's what the Second Amendment's all about. When seconds count in the city of St. Louis, cops might be there in hours, right?
One thing that I find very interesting, Mark, in your case, is that Kim Gardner, the Soros-supported candidate, had to recuse herself from your case because she...
Oh, she didn't recuse herself.
She had to be removed from the case because she basically campaigned using your name, you and Patty's name, that she was going to get you. We look at with the Donald Trump case where Alvin Bragg, Letitia James, Fannie Willis, they all basically campaigned on getting Donald Trump. Is there an equivalency there?
Well, yeah, and the good news for us is that still in the city of St. Louis, we've got good, honest judges. And so whereas the judges in New York and in Fulton County, Georgia, wouldn't remove obviously conflicted judges and conflicted prosecutors from Trump's case, well, when we could prove to the court that Kim Gardner was campaigning and raising money off of her promise to get us, well, they kicked her off, and she took that up to the Court of Appeals, and they upheld it. And then she tried to appeal it to the Supreme Court, and they wouldn't take it. And so she's off the case. And then we got a here's an interesting quirk. Everybody always asks me, why'd you plead guilty to a misdemeanor, right? Well, look at Donald Trump. Look at Rudy Giuliani. Look at any of these people. When you're faced with a jury that wants to convict you of something, and they don't care what the facts are, you're putting your life on the line to go to trial. And the law in Missouri doesn't allow the governor to pardon you in advance. You have to actually be found guilty of something to give a governor's pardon. So we negotiated down to these minor misdemeanors, paid our fines, moved on. Part of it was the guns had been seized by a search warrant on July the 10th of 2020, and we had to let them keep them as part of the deal. Well, then the governor pardons us, right? Governor Parson had promised to pardon us from almost the first day. President Trump had put his support on television on Judge Nee's show two or three days after it happened. So we thought that was the end of it, right? But the law in Missouri doesn't treat the governor's pardon as meaning anything, because as soon as we get pardoned, I file a lawsuit to get those two guns back.
Okay.
And the city challenged it, and the circuit attorney's office challenged it, and we finally get it heard before the court. The court takes forever. The trial judge takes forever to rule. She says that we don't get the guns back. I take that up to the Court of Appeals. And they came up with this argument, that although the governor's pardon obliterated the conviction, it didn't obliterate the guilt. And because only the conviction was gone, but not the guilt, I don't get my guns back. So I said to the Court of Appeals, same thing I said to the trial judge. Now, if we'd still been charged with felonies, right, and 4 years in prison, and we negotiated that down to 2 years, and then the judge, the governor gives me a pardon, mm-hmm. I get to get out of jail, don't I? And no, yeah. Well, my guns are still in jail, and the governor has pardoned them, so why don't I get them back? Well, anyway, so we went a different route. We decided to use the expungement statute mm-hmm. because I'll read it.
Okay.
All right now. Because if the court grants an expungement, it says, except as otherwise provided under this section, the effect of such order shall be to restore such person to the status he or she occupied prior to such arrests, pleas, trials, or conviction, as if such events had never taken place. So as of today, ladies and gentlemen, I've never been arrested. I've never been charged with any crime. I've never been convicted of any crime. I never pled guilty to any crime. So there's nothing, no matter, in my humble opinion, no matter what a court or the Court of Appeals wants to hang their hats on, there ain't no hook no more, because there's no charge, there's no conviction, there's no guilty plea, there's no arrest. I, by virtue of the law in Missouri, I've never been charged with anything, and my guns are sitting in jail for no reason.
That is Mark McCloskey, host of Mark McCloskey on Fire, Sundays at 5 p.m. on News Talk STL. I've got two questions. One, regarding the judge, took a long time to rule on your case. Do judges have a time frame on when they have to rule on a case, or can they sit on it for years? And what type of recourse would you have if a judge is delaying a decision?
Well, you know, in this case, normally an expungement order is just a form that the judge ticks boxes on and signs his name on the bottom. In this case, the judge took a long time, but he wrote a very well-reasoned and legally cited 8-page order, probably unprecedented in the history of expungement in Missouri, because you knew it was a hot issue. And so you can't blame him for being thorough. And I agree with him. And under this statute, there are time limits, but under most areas of law, the judge can just take as long as they want. But I mean, I got to tell you, I'm very pleased with what this judge wrote. It's going to be hard. If the city wants to appeal this, it's going to be hard to get around it.
All right. I saw this case this morning on the Post-Dispatch. I saw that you had commented. We are really your first exclusive radio interview on the Tim Jones and Chris Arp Show. But you were quoted this morning on the Post-Dispatch saying, quote, "It's time for the city to cough up my guns. If it doesn't, I'll file another lawsuit." You have news to make here, Mr. McCloskey?
Well, I do. I filed that lawsuit this afternoon right before I came into the studio. And, you know, it's kind of fun because, you know, you live once, but you gotta find all this a little bit amusing, because all you can do otherwise, watching the destruction of Western civilization and the rule of law around you, if you can't take with a sense of humor, you just have to put a gun to your own head. But so I get to say this in this lawsuit, right? Paragraph number 3, that the petitioner, that's me, has never been charged with any crime or offense in connection with such property, the guns, nor has a petitioner ever been convicted or found guilty of any crime or offense in connection with such property, the guns, pursuant to RSMO 610.140.8. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I'm as pure as a driven snow, and I want my stinking guns back.
That's Mark McCloskey, host of Mark McCloskey on Fire, Sundays at 5 p.m. on News Talk STL. Mark, I pretty much know what you're going to talk about probably this week on your show. Do you have some other guests lined up you want to promote, sir?
Well, yeah, I've got Ed Martin on this week. He's the head of the Philip Schlafly Eagles. Known him for a long time. He's the number 3 guy in the RNC's platform committee.
Okay.
And he's going to talk about, well, it's been such a light news week. You know, it's not like the former president of the United States has been found guilty. It's not like the son of the current president of the United States, who's a drug-addled sex addict.
Probably have a couple of more adjectives to add on to that.
You know, a couple of weeks ago on my program, I went through the daughter's diary, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What a totally messed up waste of a human being she is. Hunter's worse, right? And they portray this Biden family as this close, loving network, right?
Well, they're close, loving.
Yeah, right. Because otherwise they'll be in close in the jail cell here shortly. But, you know, here's Hunter. What a reprehensible piece of work he is, right? His brother, Bo, dies of a horrible cancer, and then he starts screwing his wife, right? I mean,
trying to keep it all in the family,
God.
I guess.
And, you know, he's picking up strippers at nightclubs and giving them crack.
And let's not forget, Mark, that he has a child by one of those strippers that he denied. state for the longest and is paying his child support with his art.
Yeah. When my daughter was five, she was a famous artist too. And you know what? It's just, you can't make this stuff up.
You can't.
And Dr. Jill, right? Dr. Jill is there at trial with her little sad face sitting behind him, looking like the doting mom, except she was his babysitter.
Yeah.
When his real mom killed herself and his sister by driving out right in front of a truck without explanation. And by the way, those records have been lost now too.
I've never heard that one before.
There was an allegation that the truck driver had been drinking. This is what Joe Biden said.
Oh, I remember that. I didn't hear the other, and
turns out not. Okay. But on the other hand, the investigation and whether or not Jill had anything going on, that's all been lost. Mm. Just like, so many things like Ron Brown's autopsy report going back a couple of decades ago.
Man, you got a whole show there, Mark McCloskey, to talk about a lot of things. But I want to thank you for coming in today and disclosing the news, and congratulations on your victory. I do hope that you get your weapons back. You should. You are, as you said, clean as the wind-driven snow, according to CaseNet, the law, and everything else that counts.
You could eat ice cream off my chest without getting there.
That's a visual there. We'll leave with the audience. Thank you, Mark McCloskey. We've got a huge, huge show coming up. I mean, buckle your seatbelts. We've got a guest almost every segment coming up at 4:24. We'll speak with Steve Bucci. He's the visiting fellow of the Heritage Foundation. A lot going on in the Middle East. 4:45, I want to discuss my article on Red State about how the Chinese are spying on us through our cars. 5:07, Doug Goforth, Jefferson County Rodeo Chairman, the big Jefferson County Fair and Rodeo is this weekend. We'll talk about that. And at 5:24, Byron Keelan, President of Freedom Principle Missouri. We'll talk to him about the debate watch party at Johnny's Hideout on the 27th. You're listening to the Tim Jones and Chris Arp Show on 101.9 94.1 News Talk STL.